Second priority, we need to strengthen the family. The family is a building block of society and the building block of our church. If the family is strong, the church is strong. And the family is under a lot of pressure, a lot of assaults, and it's not necessary to go ahead and list them all. But we need to strengthen our families. To begin with strengthening our own family. You know, in our society today, we feel so time impoverished. We feel time poor. We have so many things we have to do. I remember, again, being a parish priest, when I asked someone to be involved in something, they would say, "Oh, Father, can't I just write a check?" We feel sometimes we have more money than we have time. "I'll give you a donation, just don't ask me to be involved." I say, "Fine, write a check." Then they wrote the check and said, "Now let's talk about your involvement." You know? But sometimes we feel the same way about our families. Can't I just provide for my family? I have so many other things to do. I got to spend a lot of time at work. We have to strengthen our families. There are too many pressures on our families not to say this is important. And if we take care of the important things first, everything else will fit into our lives. And it's for us to look at our family life. And first and foremost, to the health and strength of the family is the role of the father. Let me tell you, dads, step up. And that is in no way diminishing the role of the mother. But let me tell you, national studies will show this. Our basic self-image and our basic values are affected more by the example of our fathers than our mothers. I told that one time when I was talking to a group of teenage girls, that be careful who you're dating and who you decide to marry, because he will influence your children more than you will. And one of the girls just blurted out, "Well, that's a horrible thought." I said, depending on who you're dating, it might be a horrible thought, you know? But national studies will show, sociologists will show, how we look at ourselves in the family is affected really more by the mother than the father. The mother's at home. But how I act and live out there is going to be more affected by the example of the father. Certainly, studies will show that church attendance, practice of the faith, is highly affected more by the example of dad than mom. Wow. And dads, let me tell you, if someone was knocking down the door of your home, banging down the door of your home, you wouldn't send your wife to see what's happening. Well, drugs is trying to break into your home. Pornography is trying to break into your home. Teenage pregnancy is trying to break into your home. The devil is trying to break into your home. Guys, man up. Be the spiritual leader. And what a blessing that will be to your family. If someone walks into our home, can they tell that we're even believers? Every Catholic home ought to have a crucifix prominently displayed. A statue of Mary prominently displayed. And we ought to have home devotions. Moms and dads, you all, please, husbands and wives, pray together. Just the two of you all. So often I'll talk to a couple that's engaged, preparing for marriage, and I'll say, "How often do you all pray together?" And they'll say, "Well, we go to church together." I say, "Yeah, but how often do you all pray together?" They said, "Well, we really don't do that." Wow. How can two people build one life together and not be comfortable in praying together? The main purpose of a husband and a wife is to get their spouse to heaven. And husbands, wives, pray together. And then pray together as a family. Whatever devotions that can be, develop your own home devotions. Whether that's having an Advent wreath, whether it's times of praying before meals, whether it's praying a family rosary, especially during October and May, whether it's putting a copy of the morning offering on the mirror of every bathroom. The kids see, as soon as we get up, there's that prayer. We start our day with prayer. Having a holy water fount at the door, blessing your children at night before they go to bed. All these little things and others build up that we, as a family, are a family of faith, and God is part of this home. And I also urge support of so many different organizations that help to build up the family, whether it's the Men of St. Joseph, the Daughters of Mary, the Knights of Columbus, the Knights of Peter Claver, Curcio, Legion of Mary, Catholic Outback. The list could go on. I know by listing some, I'm leaving some out, and I apologize. But we have so many different ways to build up the family. We need to strengthen the family. We need to strengthen our family.